Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 95, Create, Communicate, and Refine Team Procedures. So now today, I want to talk about procedures in our team, and I've been breaking down the Culture Builders episodes into strategies, procedures, and behaviors. Over the last few weeks, I've kind of gone into the behaviors. Last episode, I got into a strategy, and now I want to kind of set the stage for procedures. Right now, but before we get into that, let's talk about what's the difference in these terms. So strategies are what we do. Procedures are how we do it. Behaviors are the way we do things we are doing. Now, when I hop on a call with a coach, especially my first call with a coach, I'm always brought back to my first call with my mentor, Jamie Gilbert, because, as I was a coach, like many who reach out to me, who was in search of some answers when it kind of came to building my culture. And while I now don't have all the answers still, I do know this, that back then, and just like with many of these coaches, talking to my team about the way we will do things never really changes anything. We've got to go off and implement the procedures. We've got to go off and implement the changes. Let me give an example. Now, I could pick from any of the many calls I've had over the last few days, weeks, and months. Because when I ask a coach what types of things they are going to do to build their culture, to develop leaders and characters, most start with the same answer I gave Jamie Gilbert 2 years ago. Something like this. It sounds like this. Well, we're always talking about it, and I never stop talking about it. You know, character, leadership, the things that I value, that we should value. It's always at the forefront of our conversations, you know, and we picked up our core values last year. You know, we picked them and we hung them in a locker room and we put them on our team t-shirt. I even let my players pick those values. Now, if this sounds anything like the conversation you may have had with me personally, please don't be offended. Like I said, this was and still is my big challenge in coaching and parenting. It's moving past talking at or talking to people. It's implementing the things that, you know, the values that we claim to value, right? So visual reminders like values on the back of our t-shirt, they're important. You know, common language are really important. These are things that Daniel Coyle points out in his book, Culture Code. But after that, then what? Well, as Coyle says, it's the little things, the little signals people send between each other. It's, you know, it comes back to the behaviors. But the trick is, how do we train those behaviors? For example, if I value safety and vulnerability, and it's something I want to develop in my team, and then how do I develop safety and vulnerability with people who don't feel safe and who don't want to be vulnerable? Well, the answer is, you know, procedures. So we need to communicate clearly the way we will do things and then do it. For example, let's say we want to implement the AAR, the After Action Review, into our practices and games. You know, it's a great idea from books like Culture Code, Extreme Ownership, and plenty of other books. And it's potentially a great strategy to build safety and share vulnerability and kind of share purpose. And those are, you know, the three great components of a great culture that Coyle outlines in his book. Now, for this strategy to be effective, we need to pay attention and give some careful thought into how we're going to implement those procedures. You know, what will our questions be in practice? Right. Will they differ during games? Are we going to stand or sit in a circle? How will we make sure we follow through on this commitment and practices in games? And very important, how will we reflect on this procedure and improve it over time? We need to focus not just on what we do, but how we will do it. Just another really quick example of implementing a procedure. Let's say your team is struggling, like many teams out there, when they enter the gym and step onto a field. Like, you get athletes that just ignore half their team and the coaches, and they just go talk to whoever they're comfortable with. Well, you could try setting up some clear procedures on how they should step on the field or enter the gym, so there's no ambiguity as to how they should walk into practice. So my big challenge for you here today is this. Whatever strategy you want to implement or whatever behaviors you're trying to train, you need to have the procedures in place to make it happen. Create the procedure, communicate it, and then refine it. You're not going to plan these things perfectly, so start small and then just continuously refine the way you do things. That's it for today's episode. Sorry, I was a little long there, but if you enjoyed it, please share it or let me know that you got something out of it. I always love hearing from you. Thanks for listening in. Have a good one.